With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Trump and Biden campaigns revving up ahead of a scheduled debate near the end of this month. Jennifer King has more.
Biden campaign spokesman Michael Taylor says they want to clearly define the choice between 78-year-old Donald Trump and the 81-year-old incumbent ahead of their first debate in Atlanta on June 27th. A new $50 million ad campaign highlighting Trump's legal problems targets battleground states. Biden has said he'll respect the judicial process when it comes to his son Hunter, who was convicted of three felony charges and faces a trial on alleged tax evasion. Meanwhile, Trump says his conviction was a windfall for campaign donations.
Their persecution of me and others is only happening because I'm running for president.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved his six-member war cabinet.
This move had looked on the cards ever since the centrist former chief of the general staff, Benny Gantz, quit the war cabinet last week, along with cabinet observer Gadi Eisenkot. Both condemned Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's failure to commit to a post-war plan for Gaza. Their departure fueled efforts by the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, to gain a place in the forum. Knowing this would intensify strains with international allies, Mr. Netanyahu has axed the war cabinet. It's thought he'll now make crucial decisions about the war in small ad hoc meetings.
Mike Thompson with the BBC. Strong winds are pushing flames from a wildfire through dry brush in mountains along Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles. Officials warned residents to be prepared to evacuate after the fire swiftly grew to 23 square miles on Sunday. The blaze dubbed the Post Fire is 2% contained. The Dow ahead 10 points and the NASDAQ is up 28. This is SRN News. A massacre of Christians in Africa.
Muslim terrorists murdered scores of believers in several villages in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The killings took place over multiple days, and at least 80 Christians lost their lives. Islamic terrorism has become a terrible plague in sub-Saharan Africa over the past 15 years, with cells operating freely in a number of countries, including the DRC, Nigeria, Somalia, and Mali. Weak governments are largely unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Arkansas ruling that a lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. The agency had just published rules for employers and workers to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. That 2022 law was designed by pro-life lawmakers to require employers to make reasonable accommodations for pregnant or postpartum employees. This is SRN News. A rural Florida county hoping a new $300 million airport will transform its economy and create more than 1,400 new high-skilled jobs.
To make good on its promise, however, Hendry County's educators will have to overcome some harsh realities. A third of Hendry County's working-age adults lack a high school diploma, while almost half speak a language other than English at home, among the highest in Florida. As the airport project pursues approval, community groups and schools are working to fill teacher shortages and making investments in adult education.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Kansas lawmakers trying to snatch the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and baseball's Royals away from Missouri. Kansas legislators set to convene a special session Tuesday to review a plan to authorize state bonds for stadium construction. Missouri officials pledging to be equally aggressive to keep the Royals and Chiefs. More details at SRNnews.com.